Yoga Chai and the Dog. I'm your host Deepak.
And I'm Archana.
And we have our dog Lulu. Hey guys, welcome back to Yoga Chai and the Dog. If you had listened to our last episode, it was a very somber episode. You know, we talked about coronavirus and the fear and the anxiety, what's going on in the world. This time we are back to our usual self. Here I am, Deepak Mohan, saying hi to you.
Hi from Archana here.
Yes, and the topic for the day is...
Body image.
Body image.
Yeah.
Because
we did the psychology of eating. So one aspect of when we work with people and eating disorder or any type of issues which is coming is from the body image. Body image means that it's just not about the weight. It's about your height. It's about your color. It's about your upbringing. So there are so many things in the body which we carry. So we are going to talk about that. If we start working on that, a lot of problems and a lot of challenges what we face would be gone, actually.
Sorry, what is body image? What do you mean by body image?
Body image is like, you know, it's so much embedded in us that if we see someone and we have a comment like, oh, that person has put on weight, that person is so short, that person has got gray hair, you know. Anything which is regarded to how you look at the package, which is outside, and the remark which we give, or in the, you know, in the telly and magazines and everything, when you see, there are perfect, you know, the perfect figure of a woman or a man and their body, the way they look, the height, the color, the eyes, everything is perfect. And then you look at someone who is just like us, you know, a person and
hey, then you've got lovely eyes. Then, you've got lovely body.
This is what I was talking about.
Oh
that
my God.
What Deepak
oh
said that, hey, you have a lovely body. But the thing is, this is where we are so much, as a society, we are so much responsible for the young people now that they are dieting and they are starving themselves, or some of them, they have so many issues with the food and the way they look. It's because we have started naming things like fat, thin, skinny, fit, black, white, brown, short, tall. It's good. If you are using it in a way where you are not trying to criticize someone, or you're not trying to make it like it's not coming from the place where the person should feel less, but because of the magazines and TV ads and everything, the person feels really low at that moment. And this is why body image is very important. And in eating psychology, we have learned how body image we can work on. And
Okay. So basically, when you are talking about body image, it is about when we use words like fat, fair, black, white, short, long, thin, to denigrate someone. Not like, okay, oh, you know what, I met Robert. Who is Robert? Oh, you know, remember that tall guy, you know, funny looking guy? When I'm saying that, is that when I'm using body image features?
No, it's okay. You know, it's a fine line. When we are describing someone and we don't describe it in a way.
In a derogatory way.
Yeah, but the thing is, this is so much we have, our conditioning is so deep that we have become like, we immediately say, looking at some person, you know, eating some food, and we would, you know, say, oh, look at him, he's so big, that's why, you know, he's eating this much or whatever. So this is where we should be really not doing that, because that person might have a different story to tell. We don't know their story and we don't know what they are facing. So I work in fitness industry and I have done this in my past, that I have judged people. But the judgment should not come, because when a person is judged by how they look is not the right judgment what you are giving, or any judgment, you know, because you don't know the person's story. So this is not right. So body image is basically, it's most of the women, we struggle with the body image, because as a woman, we need to look really pretty at any age. We need to be really perfect with our body, and that's not possible, because, you know, I know there are people who would say, look at, you know, I'm 50 year old. If somebody would compare a 50 year old like me, who has got privilege to go to gym and exercise and eat healthy or whatever, and a 50 year old who doesn't have that privilege, she is looking after a big family, or maybe she's the sole earner and she's working hard. You can't just compare two 50 year old, because their story is different than mine. And this is what we have to train our mind to, that we can't just judge people just looking at them, that, okay, this person is this, this person is this. And today only I saw one girl, she is one of my role model. I always, because she's very, very fit, and I love fitness and I do a lot of stuff. So I get inspired by her, and she is Zarina, and she lives in Mumbai. She's a coach, and she posted something, and she wrote that a guy said that, oh, you must lose weight or whatever. And I just thought, this is what people does to make someone feel so, you know, she's so talented. She has got everything, and she looks like she is my inspiration. Yeah. There would be people who would write something and would throw you back, but that girl has got so much confidence, and so she would be okay. Yeah. But there are people who just don't understand where this is coming from.
So when you are deliberately trying to put a person down by using such words as fat, or, you know, or slim, or, you know, whatever, that is where the body image issue comes in, right?
Yeah, and the thing is, people generally say that, oh, if I would lose 5 kg, then I will get a good boy, you know, I will find a boyfriend, or I will lose this, then I will get a good job. There is nothing like if. If you are complete, you are perfect as you are. You know, when I exercise, someday, you know, we all are human and we all go through different phases. So maybe if I have gained some weight, it doesn't stop me to exercise. Yeah. So I exercise because I love exercise. I love eating healthy. I don't just eat healthy to look slim, or, you know, because my body type is different. Yeah. So, and if somebody, you know, I posted a long time back when, and everyone was praising about, you know, how I lifted that weight and everything. Suddenly a guy who was in my school when I was a kid, he wrote me back saying, oh, you should lose weight. You know, you look fat. That's where, you know, you can just, but for me, it was like, I know there, if there are 16 comments and the person is just like, you know, and if you are saying these things to a young person who is really young, or who is not mature, I'm saying just not young, who is not mature, they can be taken back, and they will start cutting their food. They would start doing more exercise to just fit into the world, which would always ask them more and more. So, you have to be happy from where you are, and body image is a very big issue. It leads to a lot of disease, which is in the society now, anorexia, bulimia, name it, and people are, you know, youngster and men
depression.
Also. Depression. Men has also come into this.
I have a question. Okay, let's say I go to the gym. If I'm inspired by, let's say, a picture that has some person in the ad or something who has got, you know, a very good physique, good muscles, flat tummy, blah, 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 all that kind of thing. Do I still suffer from body image?
If you take it in a very positive way, because I do get inspired by a lot of women and men who are doing.
I also really, get inspired by women
who are doing really good movement, and also, you know, it's not that I want their body type, but
like them,
you know. inspiration is something different than really you want to be. You know, I remember when I was personal training, one of the guy came to me and he said, you know, there is a very famous film star in India, which is called Shah Rukh Khan. And he came to me and he said that, make me Shah Rukh Khan. I said, what? And then then I said, I can't make you Shah Rukh Khan. I can make you the better version of your. So I would say that this is what I get inspired when I see someone and I see, okay, if this woman can do, you know, today I was training with someone and she's much older than me. And when I saw her doing a lot of things which I can't do, I get inspired by her. It doesn't mean that, and with someone's body, if their body is there, so how hard they have worked towards it. Yeah. So it's not coming from a place of that I'm not enough. It should come from a place of I am enough and I can improve more.
So essentially body image can work both ways, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It can be a positive factor for you, which is good if it does. And it can also be a negative factor. Most often, I mean, people use it in a very negative connotation to denigrate someone, to kind of, to belittle someone.
I would add that now when I go to any parties or any gathering, and if somebody start talking about, oh, you have lost weight, oh, you have gained weight, literally I move from that circle to a different circle who is talking something different, because I don't like talking about just the package which is there. This is what I make me really now cross, because I really think we don't know anyone's story. And, you know, if somebody is starving and looking like they have lost 10 kg, it doesn't mean that they have won anything in their life. It's just because that is what the person wants to do. Or maybe their story, I don't know what's their story. So let's move from that topic at looking at just someone's body. But if you are seeing someone doing something really amazingly, and you know, you really think that that is something which you really want to learn, go and learn that. But it's very fine line between where you can just drag into that. And that's why in Instagram, when you see a yoga pose or yoga asana or people, they all are really perfect, really perfect. And sometimes when people look at me, they would say, oh, you are really perfect. But talk to me. There are so many areas where I have not worked on, or I'm still working on. And we are work in progress. But I work from a place of enough, not less. So, yeah. And I don't want anyone to feel less also, because we all are enough as we are.
And guys, to be honest, don't starve yourself for that size 8 or size 6 or size 0 or whatever. Okay, if you don't fit in it, don't worry. Wear your normal costume. Send your photo to me. I'll Photoshop it. Okay? That's the easiest solution.
But again, this is what he has said. Is this is what you don't know.
Oh my God.
When you do the asana practice, so there is, when we are doing 10 of those asana, and just one or two, we really are really perfect in that pose. And that's why the camera clicked. And that's what is uploaded in Instagram. And that's what is uploaded in Facebook and wherever, the social media, Twitter and everything. So, and the whole world go crazy. Yeah. So, yes, maybe some people has practiced so much that they have got 6 attempts, but they have practiced. You have not seen their struggle. So don't get carried away by things which you are seeing, and you just really think this will happen. And if it doesn't happen, your life is not worth.
Yeah.
Yeah. With body image, what are this? And there are, this is a very light way of talking about body image. But when we deal with clients, there are clients who really harm themselves because they feel so low. And some of them feel very suicidal because they doesn't feel like they fit in the society. So there are a few exercises which we ask them to do. One is the mirror exercise.
Before that. You said that, you know, this is related to the previous podcast that we had done on the psychology of eating.
Yeah.
How is that related to psychology of eating?
Because this is again a way, psychology that, you know, where people are really stuck into their body image, and that's why they can't see anything, because they are so much stuck and they don't see anything beyond their body. They just think that this body, how other people are perceiving it or wants them to be, that's the reality. So that's a very, it's a very sad thing, actually. And it has happened with a lot of people and still happening. And there is, in NHS, I worked with someone, she deals with body image issue, and she became my private client. And she, when she talks about it, she said, family is broken, and young children and young girls, young boys, they are coming daily. And that branch of NHS is really getting like a lot of attention because there are so many of us. It doesn't look like a disease, but this is something which is spreading so vastly because
there's whole industries upon industries built on that. You know, you talk about the advertising, you talk about the fashion industry, you talk about the people, and all this time people talking about, you know, sizes and then
the fair skin, the dark skin,
height gain. Not height lose. Yeah, I was about to say height lose, but nobody wants to lose height.
There are people who are very tall. They find it really hard. It's this is what I'm talking about. Body image can come from any. So we have talked about it. So
and
there
quite
is
a lot of it. I think it is it is these industries, the advertisements, which is to blame because they create that image of a perfect person, you know, who has got those six packs and rippling arms and whatever. And then you say, oh shit, I'm less man than him. You know?
Yeah, actually, you know, I wrote a few years back, we went to Scotland and me and my son, there was a hill which we really wanted to go on top. And
Arthur's Walk?
And it was just not me and my son who did it. There were people who were much older and they were people of different shapes, actually, different color, different height. They also came. And for me, that was fitness. For me, that was, but again, I'm not saying that people who would climb, they are the best one. There are people who can't climb, but you know, they have a different story to tell. Maybe their situation is different. Their background is different. And there must be something. So it's, let's make this world a better place rather than just stuck into the outer package, like a gift. So we are looking at the wrap of the gift, how charming is the gift wrapped and everything, but inside, if the gift is nothing, so how would you feel? You will feel, oh my God, you know, there was nothing. It's an empty box. So this is how we look. If we have got nothing to offer to this world and we are just trying to just polish our outside layer and making other people feel that way, that they are not enough, that's not right. So anyway, we are not going towards right and wrong because this is much, much deeper issue than what we are talking here in this podcast. And people really try to commit suicide. So this is so serious.
So how do you realize that you have an issue around body image?
Because, you know, you don't eat enough or you eat so much, so bulimia, anorexia, and then you have eating disorder, you binge, you go on diet upon diet, and people, you know, I know a lot of people.
Or there was this one person that, you know, you talked about when you were working in the gym. That person would come and spend like 8 hours in the gym.
Yes, I know so many people who come three classes in the morning, three classes in the evening. They would have coffee and they will have one or two snacks, and it's like OCD, and they can't stop it because they still feel they are fat. And I know one of the person who I used to meet, and she was really, really very skinny, and but whenever I used to say that, oh, you're looking really good. And she used to say that, oh, I need to lose 5 kg, 3 kg. And it's sad.
She was skinny and she needed to lose
5 kg. Yeah. So it's not like, you know, some people has this in their mind that I never talked about my weight because I really want to talk about, oh, I need to practice this asana more. I need to build up my strength more. Rather than talking about food. So a lot of people, they just stop gluten. You know, oh, I'm putting on weight. Gluten is not, I feel gluten is this. Then they stop the fat. Then they stop this because, you know, that is how you know that person is suffering from body image because they are not they keep on trying different diet, they keep on doing different thing, but they don't stick into something. Yeah. And sometimes it gets so serious that like having 5-6 classes and then one day the body just give up. Yeah. And
people like our age, and you see them in the party and the way they are dressed, like probably a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old or something. I mean, that is something. So basically, when we talk about body image, we are talking about coming to terms with our age and our physique, right?
I would not go there, Deepak, because this is our choice how to dress up and all. So, but yes, if this is your mindset that you
want to look young,
like when we talked about in the previous one, we talked about king and queen and princes and prince. With the archetype, I'm growing my gray hair. So a lot of people, they would come to me and they would say, you don't look good in your gray hair. Some people would say you look good, because this is the archetype, you know, which where I am allowing myself to be who I am. This is a difficult process. This is not easy for me, because in this world where everything is shiny, I'm trying to do something different. But then when the more we embrace, the more we are okay with how we are, yeah, but we keep on trying things, you know, we are more adventurous, we look at our growth in a very different way. So before we finish, I would just give you one exercise. If any of you is struggling with body image, just stand in front of the mirror. This is a very beautiful exercise, though a lot of you will not think it's a powerful exercise. And most of the time it says, stand in front of mirror and look at yourself. And if you really think, when you look at it, the first thing you look in your tummy, or you look at your thighs or your arms or whatever, and you think it's fat. So somewhere you are stuck there. Yeah. So rather than thinking that, just change your inner talk to something like, this has, you know, if you are a woman, so this has provided you, if you have got babies or, you know, children, so this has provided you with your children. Or if you don't have babies or anything, and you are a man or a woman, or, you know, in young age also, but still it's your digestion system where, you know, your digestive thing happen. You are eating, you are getting the food here. Yeah. If you look at that, so you change the story, you change the conversation, which you say every day to yourself, and put a sticker somewhere in the mirror, in the bathroom or everywhere, where you could just write, you are enough as you are. You are more, you are not less. And look at anything which in your body which you really criticize, in a way how you could develop a different skill rather than thinking about how to lose or how to make it fair or whatever.
Or just don't look at your tummy. Look into your eyes at the mirror and say, you lovely man.
Yes.
Lovely person.
Yeah,
love you.
This exercise is about. You just have to say those words which you would say to your friends. No matter how big or small or how tall or short or whatever color your friend or family is, you love them, and you love them unconditionally. So you have to love yourself unconditionally.
Yes. So that was body image for you guys. I hope you enjoyed that. Till the next time, it's bye-bye from me, Deepak.
Bye-bye.